37.5 yard line. First and 10, Mike. An excellent field position with time, the clock, and possession all in their favor.
Jimmy Seymour, the veteran, saying to the younger player, Wyatt, you don't want a penalty here. You don't want to give them any more yardage than you have to. Don't let them move down inside there. A smart play on Jim's part. Keep the players cool. If somebody's going to lose their temper, make sure it's the other team.
And unlike last week, Mike, when they started to leave in wholesale numbers, no one leaving this stadium here tonight. They're hanging on tight, 25-22 the score. 8:59 to play here in the football game. And down on the field, the Fire huddling defensively. Ron Porter calling the shots. Big Ken Sanda. And up front with McHenrick. And number 75, Chuck Bailey. Also in there, Rich Brewer, Hal Phillips, maybe a round out, 89, Sherman Jarmone, who has played a lot of football here tonight, 27, Walter Owen, the free safety is Joe Womack, and the cornerman on the far side, Harry Howard.
Something we haven't mentioned tonight, Eddie, is where some of these players from the Philadelphia team came from. Ron Waller coached for several years in the Atlantic Coast Football League, and he's just got a lot of players that he brought with him from semi-pro leagues out east, and some pretty good players, too.
Mike, I got a feeling we're going to see a real doozy of a formation here. So good that Corcoran brought him up there and decided he wanted to bring him back and make sure they went to the right spots. Now the ball is at the 48-yard line. First and 10, the clock not rolling, 8:59 to play. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, that miscue, did that hurt? High formation, Claude Watts up. Standing up now, Alan A-Train. Pitch it back to A-Train. Swing on the far side. Cuts inside the 50 down to the 45-yard line. A-Train Thompson gets 7 yards. Make it a second and 3. Kuchenberg and Harry Howard were there to put him down, but not before he picked up 7 on the play, and that's the kind of yardage they cannot afford to give up.
Well, that was a big gain on that play. A good end run for them. I mentioned the Atlantic Coast Football League. Ron Waller, who coached the Pottstown Firebirds and the Norfolk team, he's got three players, King Corcoran, Claude Watts, John Land, all that played for him down in Pottstown.
Don Shanklin, wide receiver split out this way. 86, Paul Dunn. In the slot on the far on the right side, number 80 is Don Shanklin. Looking back this way, Corcoran getting a rush. He let it go, and he hit Claude Watts. He's going to go. 10, 5, into the end zone for a touchdown. As King Corcoran got nailed as he let it go, and Philadelphia, with 8:13 to play, has gone ahead in the football game. 29-25. And how big that mistake looks right now.
Well, you have to give Philadelphia credit for good aggressive play. They, on that defensive play, third down situation, they came in, nailed Virgil back there in the 25-yard line, gave them a chance to get field position, and came right back with a couple of big plays. That's probably King Corcoran's best pass tonight to a wide-open Claude Watts.
Boy, that really hurt. 29-25, 52 yards and 2 plays, a 45-yard pass from Corcoran to Claude Watts. Slot formation to the left side, wide receiver to the near side. King Corcoran drops back, swings it into the, hit his man at the 3-yard line and dropped the pass. Number 86, Paul Dunn. Dunn from U.S. International College, 6'1", 200, had it and lost it. And now with 8:13 to play in the ball game. Time out of the field on the score, Philadelphia 29, Chicago 25.
If you want to be friends with someone, what would you do? You'd probably do many of the same things we do at Ed Fanning Chevrolet in Aurora. You know, it's really a great way to do business, and friends will go a long way for each other. If you live in Cook, DuPage, Kane, Kendall, DeKalb, LaSalle, Grundy, or Will counties, you may be no more than a 30-minute drive from Ed Fanning Chevrolet, one of the fastest-growing and most friendly dealerships in America. All roads lead to Ed Fanning Chevrolet in Aurora, where you'll learn why thousands of satisfied customers agree. It's good business to give Ed Fanning a try before you buy. Ed Fanning Chevrolet, just 3 blocks off the East-West Tollway at 1252 North Lake Street in Aurora. Open evenings and Sunday afternoon for your convenience. Ed Fanning Chevrolet.
While we were away, they kicked it off, and they did it to us again. As Harry Howard, fielding the ball to the 15, runs it all the way back close to the 40, before Paul Dunn made a tackle and a flag on the play. And let's see who this one is on.
Lorenzo Brinkley, number 47.
This is no time for mistakes.
Paul Dunn, number 80.
As the fire, and they're talking to Philadelphia. It's going to be against Chicago. And they're trailing by four with 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the game.
Holding penalty against
Holding penalty, 10 yards. And Mike, Jim Spavital is a most unhappy coach down below.
Well, you can bet on that. Hard to believe. I've never seen a holding penalty, I don't think, on a kickoff return. But it's easy to catch a leg or get an arm wrapped around somebody.
All right. At the center position is Guy Murdoch. The quarterback is Carter. Wide receiver up on top is Dalvin. Down below, James Scott. Pitch it back to Pindry. He's had a night. This time he cracks in over the 25, close to the 30. And James Jackson makes the tackle along with Bob Grant. He gets 3 yards. It's second and seven of the 28-yard line, and the clock continues to tick away. 7:43 and on down she goes. Chicago trailing this ball game by four. They've got to score. No way that they can tie it with anything. They've got to go for the big numbers. They need a touchdown. And they're 70-plus yards away from it right now. Kinder and Keller, the running backs. James Scott up high. Jack Dolvin down below against that 4-3 defense. Dropping back. Carter hasn't passed a lot. Little swing pass. Blocked. Number 79. Jeff Steinberger, big defensive end, goes up high and one hand blocking it.
Steinberger, number 79.
And that makes it a third and seven. And the last time they had a third down, a key third down, they couldn't convert. Now Wyatt's coming into the backfield. Being sent in by Chuck Dickerson. Wyatt comes in and Pinder comes out. He's given the message to Verge Carter. They've got to do it on this one, Mike.
Tough break on that play. The screen was well set up, a screen pass, and Jeff Steinberger, great big guy, 6'4", got up in the air and knocked that ball down. These guys are going to have to, the Chicago Fire team's going to have to reach down and come up with a little extra energy because you can bet they're tired. It's been a long, tough night for them.
Pro set with a slot on the left side. Starting in motion, Jack Dalvin. He hesitated 1 second. Then he starts in motion. Was that an illegal set? I don't know. Carter drops back. He's knocked down. He gets loose. He's still running. He's got everyone covered. He swings it up. He's got a man at the 35-yard line. And it did not look like the primary or the secondary receiver. It was Bobby Wyatt. Wyatt at the 35. And that's not going to do it, Mike. That is not going to do it. But a flag is down on the play. And I don't know whether Jack Dalvin hesitated. You've got to stop 1 second after you stop.
But we'll have to wait and see what the call is. The flag came late in the backfield. It is against the Chicago Fire. And I don't think they made a first down. Now, will the Philadelphia team give them another chance deep in their territory, or will they force them to kick on the fourth down situation? Isolate so many different places on the field. They isolate, they force a linebacker out, and they run to where they force that linebacker out.
Here he comes with an I formation. Wide receivers left and right. King Corcoran with Claude Watts down. A-Train Thompson, they're going to give it. Nope, fake. Fake and a swing back. Claude Watts had it and lost it. Play action pass that time, and Claude Watts on the good fake that time, sliding out of the backfield, down to the 23-yard line, had it and lost it. And the Fire defensive secondary was burned, and burned bad. Richard Brewer came over Harry Howard, but it would have been too late because Watts would have been off to the races had he been able to pull it in. They spotted something from the press box, and they took advantage of it, but Claude Watts could not hang on.
Corcoran caught the Chicago Fire in a blitz situation. Richard Brewer was coming in on the pass rush, and he's the only man available to cover that backfield man coming out, Claude Watts.
We'll have a timeout on the field. Timeout now with 3:21 to play in the score. Philadelphia 29, Chicago 25.
If you like a beer with flavor, mention my name.
Mabel, another black label.
Beer with flavor.
Black Label.
Carling Black Label beer.
Carling Brewing Company, Chicago.
The last third down situation being a big one, this is an even bigger one because 3:21 is all that remains, and Philadelphia will bring Claude Watts into the backfield and bring Jimmy Joe out of there, and they'll have the ball at the 33-yard line.
And, of course, if they stop them, I would say they still would have to go with the punt, even though they're down on the 32-yard line. I don't think they would attempt a field goal. However, they do have the wind with them. It seems to have died down a little bit. It'd be interesting to see if the fire can stop them.
All right, King Corcoran, the quarterback. The sole running back behind him is Claude Watts. Slot to the left, Allen A-Train Thompson in the slot. To the near side, Don Shanklin. Fire with an upfront line. They got a pretty good rush going here. Fakes the give, Claude Watts. Uh-oh, Corcoran throwing long. Got a man. Overshoots him at the 15-yard line. 84 on the play-action pass. Mike Carter was down there, but Harry Howard was defending him. Is Chicago not fooled by that at all? And right now, King Corcoran is having words with one of his backs, Claude Watts, who may have missed a call on that play. King Corcoran having words in the field with one of his own backs, trying to get him straightened out. So it becomes a 4th and 5 at the 33, and Mike, I don't know. You can never tell about this Philadelphia team. They're sending Warner back. He's standing at his own 47. They're going to triangle to the coffin corner, force Chicago deep probably, and let them try and work against the clock with as much of the field to work with as they have to have. But they're going to try and set him back. Warner now. He kicks it for the coffin corner. Sails it deep to the corner. And that ball went out of bounds very close to the goal line. But they say it didn't go out of bounds. They say it went into the backfield or into the end zone, so they'll bring it back to the 20, and that's as good as you can have. And now the crowd coming behind the Chicago Fire, coming alive, and hopes that this team will pick it up and drive it 80 yards for the score they've got to have to win their 5th game of the year. Chicago, 4 wins and a loss. Philadelphia, 3 wins and 2 losses. And Chicago with the backs to the wall, literally now, trailing it by 4. Urge Carter will come against that Philadelphia defense. It was number 2 in the World Football League at the start of tonight's action. Pro set backfield, Keller and Pinner, the running back, dropping back. He's got himself a little protection. He pumps and he fires. He's got a man at the 32-yard line. And that is Don Burstfield, a tight end. They're in their 2-minute offense right now. They do not huddle. They set up quickly. And down on the ground around the football and calling for a time is one of the Philadelphia Bell, who has sensed the fact that Chicago was huddling quickly. And he'll take an official injury timeout. Well, if he's not injured, it was a very smart move by Philadelphia. If he was injured, well, we certainly hope that he's not hurt. It's one of their linebackers. Picture now just popping into the screen, number 50, Bobby Grant. He's going to hobble off the field. 6'2", 225 pounds.
We haven't given his name nickname yet. He's Mr. Moto, which must come from his karate proficiency.
And I'll tell you what. He makes Mr. Clean look like he never knew what was going with the big build. He has really put together that guy.
Okay, anyone that big, why does he learn karate?
Okay, at the 30-yard line, 1st and 10, Verge Carter, same setup, split backfield, dropping back, pumps, fire, got a man again. And this time, intended for Burchfield at the 38, and hit from behind by Wally Dempsey, number 55, who came in to help out on the play, Mike Riley. So that play goes incomplete, and it kills the clock with 2:47. Plenty of time, trailing it by 4, and a lot of excitement coming back in there now, number 58, Mike Mansfield, number 50, Grant. So he wasn't hurt too seriously.
Verge is going to have to go to the air, something he hasn't done all night, and start trying some of those pass plays.
He has not gone to James Scott at all. He had 27 receptions at the start of the activity. He drops back, 2nd and 10. He fires this way. He's got Scott. Scott with a great move at the 45-yard line. And 3 of the Philadelphia Bell wrapped their arms around him and put a stand-up tackle on him. Benny Johnson, number 58, Mansfield, number 53, Crawl. Now, they were all there, but not before James Spott picked up a first down at the 45-yard line. And the first pass reception, if I'm not mistaken, for James Spott tonight. Now, there's a flag on the play somewhere out there. Did somebody just... What are we going to have now?
Must have been against Philadelphia because they've declined the penalty.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. 1st and 10, it was against Philadelphia. Chicago with the ball at the 46. No mistakes. Split backfield. Keller and Pinder. Wide receiver down below James Scott. Now Carter tells him to get in the backfield to make it legal. Dalvin was in the line of scrimmage the other way. Got a man! First field! At the 30! Inside the 30 to the 27 yard line!
Just a fantastic catch by Don Birchfield then. Wide open. He went straight down the field. Bird threw the pass a little bit high, but Birchfield was able to juggle it on his fingertips and get it.
27-yard line is where it is. Make it the 28 and the first and 10, and they're moving. 2:12 to play in the ball game. They do not huddle. They just line up. Carter, little pitch out. He's got a man. Keller at the 25, down to the 24, still going, and Hammond from behind, and finally drawn down at the 25-yard line. And the two-minute warning should be up before Wally Dempsey hammered him down. Boy, I'm telling you, Keller got hit by three, four. Let's see. They hit him so hard they crashed with themselves. Grant was there. Dempsey was there. Mabry was there. And a timeout, the two-minute warning. Timeout, the score on the field. Chicago trailing Philadelphia 29, Chicago 25.
If you want to be friends with someone, what would you do? You'd probably do many of the same things we do at Ed Fanning Chevrolet in Aurora. You know, it's really a great way to do business, and friends will go a long way for each other. If you live in Cook, DuPage, Kane, Kendall, DeKalb, LaSalle, Grundy, or Will counties, you may be no more than a 30-minute drive from Ed Fanning Chevrolet, one of the fastest-growing and most friendly dealerships in America. All roads lead to Ed Fanning Chevrolet in Aurora, where you'll learn why thousands of satisfied customers agree. It's good business to give Ed Fanning a try before you buy. Ed Fanning Chevrolet, just three blocks off the East-West Tollway at 1252 North Lake Street in Aurora. Open evenings and Sunday afternoon for your convenience. Ed Fanning Chevrolet.
Here's the crowd that has to do it for the Fire. Glenn Hyde, along with Dave Bradley, Murdoch, Sickich, and right on the front line, Carter, Birchfield, the tight end, Cyril Pender, James Scott, Jack Dalvin, and Mark Keller. And Mike, tricky play the last time.
Boy, it was a great play, and those fellas have to be tired. Mark Keller and Cyril Pender have done a lot of work tonight, and they're worn out. But, boy, they just have to hold on for two more minutes. Going to have to be some big plays. On the 25-yard line, the officials huddling down there around the ball. And it looks like now they're going to let them get back to playing ball.
Virgil Carter, 9 for 16 for 50 yards. That's the lowest performance total as far as yards passed this year in any one particular game for Carter, who's over 1,000 yards for the season. Like Virgil Carter has had a great, great year so far. And they're huddling now over the ball. Split backs, Keller and Pinder. Wing back to the near far side. Wide receiver down below. Snap rollback. Here's a little swing pass again. Down to the 25, to the 24. Still going Keller. Keller inside the 20 and out of bounds. Oh, what an effort by Mark Keller. He had to kill the clock. He got it down to a minute and 50 seconds, and he carried a linebacker with him. Bobby Grant, that karate expert, he really got a taste of what Mark Keller's all about there as he hit Keller back on the 25-yard line, and Keller dragged him all the way down to the 19-yard line and out of bounds. And Keller doing a great job.
Mark Keller, who usually chooses to run over a man than run around him, did put a move on Bob Grant, got by him. Bob Grant just able to hang on to his shirt and finally pull him down. Got them down to a second and less than a yard. No, now it's third down. They're moving the roll-a-down marker down. Third down and less than a yard.
Third and one at the 19-yard line. Listen to the crowd in Chicago as they yell, go, go. And the Chicago Fire out and over the ball. Murdoch and Carter asking for quiet. Split backs. Wide receiver to the far side. Dalvin down below. Jack Scott. Third and one, and they start. Uh-oh. Philadelphia offside, and flags all over the place. Laputka crashed through. Number 55 was right there. He crashed through. That's Mike Riley. And let's hope that it's against Philadelphia. That'll give Chicago a first down. It's against Philly. And that is the ninth time tonight Chicago has picked up a first down by the penalty. Now we'll check that now. Seven first downs by the penalty. We jumped ahead a little bit. That's 11 times that they have been penalized for a total of 74 yards. Now, there you go. So Chicago working any way they can. Wide in, Cyril Pinder out. Here they come, Mike, and they're inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. A minute and 50 to play in the ball game. Carter's got his team with Pillar and Pinder and Keller, the running back.
He drops back two steps, fires a bomb. It's in the end zone and deflected at the last minute down there, and a pass intended for James Scott. Just a quick drop back and a pitch, and Benny Johnson was right there. He had man-to-man coverage on him on a little pass down in the end zone that Carter just dropped back two steps and let it fly, and James Scott was there, but Benny Johnson went high to deflect at the last minute.
He took the big gamble, the big shot. He's been throwing the short passes, throwing to his tight end in the middle. He thought he'd try and beat him on one big play for a touchdown, but I don't think Bird's going to be able to do that because Benny Johnson and Ron Mabry are playing very loose on the outside. They don't want that score to go over their head.
Bob Wyatt out, Cyril Pinder back in. He's done it on the ground. He's going to have to go that way again, I think. Pinder and Keller have been phenomenal tonight. It's only justice that they should get it and go. Here's a delay. Uh-oh. Bang! Keller with no room. He broke a tackle. He's down to the 10-yard line. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, and I don't know how he broke that tackle. Craven finally stopped him, but it was number 79 who hit him right at the line of scrimmage, Jeff Steinberger. And I'll never know how he made that break there, Mike. They're going to give him 3 yards on it and say that he ran out of bounds at the 11-yard line. So it's a 3rd and 7, and oh, how big this one is.
He covered a lot of ground without gaining too much because it's 3rd and 7. This is the play of the game.
And, Mike, there's no way they can go. They're going to have to take both downs and hope that they can get it close to a first down and then hammer it in. A field goal won't help. 3rd and 7 at the 11-yard line. Carter, they're down. Off the I formation. Stops, rolls back. Play action. He pumps once. He's going to have to run. Get it away, Bird. Up the middle. Touchdown! Jack Dolbin. Jack Dolbin on a touchdown. Chicago, but a flag is down. A flag on the field. Oh, no. Let's hope that it isn't against Chicago. A holding call maybe against Steve Wright. Uh-oh. Against Philadelphia. Philadelphia call.
Pass interference call.
And Virgil Carter and Jack Dolbin with a minute and 34 to play in the ballgame. And how's that for exciting football? He ran a little slant in what normally would be under long conditions of post pattern. And on the delay, Carter rolling out of the pocket, hit him turning in toward the goal line. And on the fly, Jack Dolbin took it in.
Eddie, it's only justice. The way the game's been played, the mistakes and errors, that was a broken play. Big rush on Burge. He had to break out of the pocket. Found Jack Dolbin in the open, trying to get away from the defensive men, got open.
2.5-yard line play action. Carter under the center guy, Murdoch. He's got Pinder and Keller, the running back, Scott and Dolbin. He drops back to the 10, plants a foot, fires into the end zone, and Dolbin is hung up. Number 48, Ron Mabry, but another flag on the play. Another flag on the play. And boy, these penalties become so obvious at the end of the game. Penalties all over the place. An 80-yard drive. And they did it. With 1:34 to play here in the ball game, 80 yards in 11 plays, the last play 11 yards. And it's going to be against Chicago, declined by Philadelphia, and now it's up to the defense. They cannot afford to make a mistake now. 1:34 to play, a timeout on the field.
Eddie, there's plenty of time left in this game, a minute and 34 seconds. As we all know, that's enough time to move a long way. Chuck Ramsey's going to have to get a good kick. That kickoff team's going to have to get down the field because a minute and 34, a fellow like King Corcoran and those fast wide receivers, the Mosquito and the Fly, Lindsey Cole, Don Shanklin, it's going to be up to the defense now. This ball game is a long way from being over. They've just announced the outstanding players of the game. Defensive player of the game was Ron Porter of the Chicago Fire. And the obvious call for the outstanding offensive player of the game, number 46, Cyril Pinder, who's had just a fantastic night.
Virgil Carter now with 2 touchdown passes tonight, leading the World Football League with 13. Boy, is this exciting. Kicking off, south to north. Ball in the air, Ramsey. Good boot. Down to the 10-yard line. Giving ground, number 48, Mabry to the 15, 20, 25. Knock him down. Still on his feet. He's up over the 30 to the 35. And down with a minute 28 to play. And King Corcoran will have that much time to work with. And he'll have a long way to go. Keith Best, just activated this week, makes the tackle. At the 35-yard line, almost to the 36. King Corcoran in there with his offensive alignment. Keckman in the center, Rickenback and Sakowitz at the guards. Lousy and Horasco at the tackles. Dunn at the tight end and Lindsey Cole at the wide receiver. Corcoran along with Watts and Thompson. Here they come out of the huddle. They come up over the ball. Ball at the 35-and-a-half-yard line. Allen A-Train, Claude Watts in the slot. Number 86 in there, John Paul Dunn. 80, Don Shacklin, a flanker to the near side, dropping back all the way to the 15. Center screen, they got a man. He's up close to the 40-yard line. That's A-Train Thompson, and he's hauled down at the 40-yard line. Rich Brewer was the man that made the tackle. The clock is rolling. A minute to 15, and it stopped right there. And we'll have to check those timeouts to find out exactly how many Philadelphia has left. I believe they only have one timeout left in the ball game.
Eddie, I just got a little information here. We were just handed a note for the people who attended last week's game and who missed their photo certificate that was given away at Family Portrait Night at Soldier Field last week. If they still have their ticket stubs, they can check in at a Robert Hall store or all Wick stores and pick up a certificate for a portrait. Somehow that just doesn't seem too interesting to me now with the Philadelphia Bell trying to go and win this ball game.
But
for the people that missed their certificate, they can still get it.
But it'll seem interesting to you tomorrow. That I can promise you. 32-29, 1:15 to play in Philadelphia unofficially with one timeout left. All right, they have that eye slot. And they have a wide receiver to the left side. Corcoran, long count, drops back to close to the 32. He lets it fly. Long bomb downfield. Shacklin, he dropped the ball. Or is that Carter? Carter had his man beat, number 28, Harry Howard. He had it almost the 20-yard line on a fly pattern down that far side. Had it and dropped it. Mike Pyle, the mistakes are even now.
Unbelievable. Mike Carter, a tight end, but a fellow that played wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, running out of the tight end position, had Harry Howard beat. He just outran him. Harry Howard was with him step for step. Carter made the big effort right as the ball got close, had it in his hands and dropped it. Boy, I'll tell you, you never know.
And the coach is over there patting the young guy in the back so he doesn't get down. They know that he got free, did a good job to get free. He just had it and couldn't hang on. Here's the big third down now. Third and six. King Corcoran with that slot right in the wing outside the slot. He's got a wide receiver to the left side, solo running back. That's A-Train. Dropping back. He's got to throw. He's got to throw. Here it is. He's got a man down here. It hits the hands of one of the Chicago Fire and incomplete. The ball hit the hand of the shoulder pad of the helmet of Walter Roan, I believe. But Phillips and Womack were all there to defend against Don Shacklin, the man we've been looking for all night. They finally let him loose and sent him down the near side on the same kind of a fly pattern. And Philadelphia now with a fourth and six at the 40 will have one more chance. And, Mike, they've got to go for broke. They can't give it up now.
I can't believe that call. King Corcoran must have just an unbelievable amount of confidence. For them to go for the bomb on third and five, he should have been going for that first down. There's still a minute to play, but I guess he figured he could pick it up on fourth, five yards.
Same kind of a formation, slot with a wing outside the slot, driving back, Corcoran pumps, gets good production, got a man, and he's complete at the 45-yard line. It's complete to Lindsey Cole at the 45-yard line. 53 seconds, 52, they can't afford another timeout. 50 and the clock is rolling. And now the Chicago Fire are hoping upon hopes that they can hold the Philadelphia Bell. Philadelphia, of course, can tie this game with a field goal. Here's Corcoran. He pulls back. He stops. He's got good protection. He's got a man at the 40 and out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Gee whiz, this Corcoran's going wild down there. And now, number 30, Claude Watts, is being challenged by the equipment manager of the Chicago Fire. As Claude Watts at the 36-yard line. And Sherman Jarmone, the linebacker. Mike, they're doing a job trying to isolate that back out of the backfield on that linebacker. We got linebackers in there, and I'm just thinking that maybe the Fire might decide to go with an extra defensive back in there to try and get a little even up coverage on that man coming out.
Well, I'll tell you, Sherman Jarmone did give that receiver a pretty good shot.
Second and two now at the 37-yard line. Here's Corcoran again. Corcoran's going to let it fly. He's got a man and overshoots his man at the 23-yard line. 85, Lindsey Cole was a man for whom it was intended. 88, Rich Brewer was back, and he was getting help from Harry Howard. 30 seconds to play, third and two at the 37-yard line. They've got to get it close enough. They do not have a long, legitimate field goal kicker. Don Warner's the man that they've got to call on in field goal situations. Allen A-Train Thompson comes into the backfield. Out of that lineup goes Claude Watts. Claude Watts has done a lot of work here tonight. He's a big one. He played in Canada also. A-Train has done a great job also. So it's Corcoran, Allen A-Train Thompson. And now they've got a douche backfield. Dropping back is Corcoran. Here's a pass. It's up the middle and deflected. Intercepted! Intercepted by Chicago at the 15-yard line. First down, Chicago, with 23 seconds to go. And the man that intercepted that pass was Joe Womack. Womack, who's been all over the field. And Mike, a must. Next week, we've got to have Joe Womack as our guest on Fire Drill for sure.
Absolutely. Joe Womack with three interceptions tonight. He was tied for the lead in the World Football League for interceptions with three. Six other players have three interceptions, but I have to say that he'll be number one next week with three tonight. I can't believe King Corcoran. What a fantastic football player. You know, he was not happy to work down that field and try a field goal. He wanted to go for the win. He wanted to go for that touchdown. He never threw to move that down for a field goal.
He's every bit as flamboyant as he says he is. He's a great one, a great competitor, tight formation. Carter just huddles and takes a snap and runs it into the line. He's just going to work that clock down. It's still rolling, and someone's got to take a timeout. Philadelphia's got no timeouts left. Chicago's just going to let that clock roll. They huddle up, and they lined up in a very tight formation, everybody in close to prevent any kind of a fumble. The clock's going to roll down. Five. Listen to the crowd. Counting it down. Chicago's going to win their fifth. There it is. Chicago has beaten the Philadelphia Bell. And the final score, 32-29. And we'll be right back after this final word from Carlin.
If you like a beer with flavor, mention my name.
Another Black Label.
Carling Black Label beer. America's lusty, lively beer. It's got taste that comes through. Straight and true. Beer after beer after beer.
Carling Sports was pleased to have you with us for tonight's game. And whatever you're doing till next game, remember to ask for Carling Black Label Beer.
If you like a beer with flavor, mention my name.
Mabel, another Black Label.
Carling Black Label Beer.
Carling Brewing Company, Chicago. A broadcast service of Plow Incorporated.
WJJT.
FM.
Chicago.
A beautiful game here at Soldier Field in Chicago tonight. Final score, Chicago 32 and the Philadelphia Bell 29. And Mike Pyle, 27,000 that were here tonight certainly didn't leave early. They're starting to file out now. They're still standing here, and they're awestruck because it's been a long time since you've seen this kind of offensive football in Chicago. That's for sure.
That's for sure. And an outstanding football game, I'll tell you. Just great, and a lot of great sportsmen on that field. Those guys fought hard all night long tonight. Everybody out there, aggressive football. The Philadelphia Bell, there were several fights that started. Players just playing aggressively. And yet when that game ended, Benny Johnson, the fellow that had been after James Scott all night, he came immediately over to that fire bench, and I think he congratulated every member of that team. I like to see something like that because these guys are football players. Out on the field, they just as soon kill each other, but when the game's over, shake hands. Nice game, fellas. Keep up the good work. And tonight, the stars of this game, unbelievable. Mark Keller, a running game tonight. The Chicago Fire. Mark Keller, well over 100 yards. Cyril Pinder, I think it's the first game in six that he's played a whole game, well over 100 yards again. Ron Porter, the outstanding defensive star, and that easily could have gone to Joe Womack. But the tone of the game changed two or three times. Fortunately, it was in the Fire's favor at the end of the game. And Eddie, we'll talk more about it in our post-game show, Hook and Ladder, but it was just terrific.
We'll have all the facts and figures, more information, and a thrilling wrap-up of this great, great game that we've seen here tonight. A game that has left the Chicago Fire five wins and a loss and really breathing hard in the footsteps of the Birmingham team in the Central Division of this tremendous World Football League race so far this year. This broadcast authorized under broadcast rights issued by the Chicago Fire team to WJJD-FM Chicago. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Fire or WJJD-FM is strictly prohibited. We want to remind you again that Hook and Ladder's around the corner. Stay tuned. Coming up on WJJD-FM Chicago.
There's a new team in town, a great team in town, and nothing in the world is gonna keep them down.
An irresistible force that sends out scoring to 21st and 10 to keep the fans all roaring.
Live from Soldier Field, the World Football League Chicago Fire versus the Philadelphia Bills. Brought to you by Carling Sports. Just say Mabel, another black label, America's lusty, lively beer. And by Ed Fanning Chevrolet, just three blocks from the East-West Tollway at 1252 North Lake Street in Aurora.
This is O'Leary's cow, the lantern they say, and the hot fire in the old one started on that day. It's a team that wants to win it with a burning desire. So let's hear it for the Chicago Fire.
Brian's showing up. Brian, when you're human. Brian, when you're dry. Brian, when you're freezing.
And Ladder. Post-game analysis and interviews brought to you by Grow Camping Headquarters, the largest camping service and sales center in Illinois, on U.S. Route 20, just west of Route 59, 5 miles east of Elgin.
Hello once again, football fans, and we certainly hope by now Chicago Fire football fans, because they've done it again. Another thrilling performance coming from behind with a minute and 34 seconds to go in this football game. Defeated a very strong Philadelphia Bell team, and I must say, a team that I think was going to be that impressive on the basis of what I saw about 3 weeks ago on a national television. I was looking for something completely different, but they showed me something here tonight, and the guy that showed me the most was one fellow by the name of King Corcoran, who has really got a lot of flair, fire, and flash, and a guy that football fans all over America would love to see play the game. Here's the way the scoring in the ball game went. Philadelphia dented first. They went over from the 6-yard line on a Claude Watts 6-yard run with 12:07 on the first quarter remaining. It was Philadelphia 7, Chicago nothing. Allen A-Train Thompson on the play-action run was good, and at that time, 12:07 in the quarter, they led 8-0. Then, after Chicago had a drive that sputtered, Chuck Ramsey booted one, a 26-yard field goal to make it 8-3, and that was with 4:17 remaining in the first quarter. It ended that way before the Fire could really catch on and go in there for the big numbers, 7 points, with the 8:34 remaining in the second quarter. Cyril Pinder, who was absolutely sensational tonight, caught a 6-yard pass, the first of two touchdown passes by Virgil Carter, and made the score 10-8. Carter runs for the action point, and with 8:34, Chicago had an 11-8 lead. Then Chicago, coming back and adding on to that score, on a Mark Keller run, 1 yard, the action pass failed, and with 3:56 to play in the first half, Chicago enjoyed an 18-8 lead. But it wasn't over, because Philadelphia was yet to come back and go in again. This time, A-Train Thompson with the action point earlier. A 2-yard pass from Corcoran. Action point failed. And with 12 seconds remaining in the half, the score a pretty nip and tuck, 18-15. 18-15 in the third quarter. And at that point, a 34-yard attempt by Warner on a field goal for Philadelphia was blocked with 7:10 to go. And so Chicago taking over. They moved the ball, they gave it up, they moved the ball again, and later on in the quarter, with no time remaining at the very end of the third quarter, Cyril Pinder plunged 1 yard, action point failing, and Chicago went ahead by 10, 25-15. Then in the fourth quarter, things really got interesting, because early in the fourth quarter, the specialty teams in, a very interesting thing happened. Barry Ruffner, who had gone in the ball game, who had been a starting defensive strong safety and was dethroned, so to speak, tonight by Walter Owen, got in there as part of the specialty teams. He was standing back deep in his own territory on just about the 20, 15-yard line, somewhere around there. We had it marked down and lost it in all the excitement. He let a kick get too close to him. The specialty team covering the ball hit the ground, bounced up, hit Ruffner, and, of course, was not considered what you might call a fumble. It was called a muff, because he did not have complete control of the ball, and so it was ruled a muff, which means you cannot advance the ball. It went over to the Philadelphia team at that point, and they drove down close to the goal line, and at 12:27 in the fourth quarter remaining, King Corcoran snuck it in to pull Philadelphia back to within three, 25-22. That was not good enough, because right then, Philadelphia smelled the fact that they could get down, and they came right back again. And with 8:13 to play in the ball game, Corcoran, on a 45-yard strike to Claude Watts, swinging out of the backfield and down the sideline, went in for the score, and Philadelphia went ahead 29-25. The action point failed, and things were not looking good, believe me, because Chicago, a short while later, had a big third down situation they could not convert on. They had to turn the ball back over to Philadelphia, and after Philadelphia made a big fourth down and one situation to keep the ball alive, they failed a little bit later on a third down play. Chicago took over, and after Philadelphia kicked the ball, they took over from the 20-yard line and drove 80 yards in less than a minute. And with a minute and 34 remaining in the game, Virgil Carter hit Jack Dalbin with an 11-yard touchdown pass. The action point failed, but at that point, things were looking pretty good. The Philadelphia Bell could not come down to get within field goal range to tie. King Corcoran, standing deep, fired the bombs to try and put his team back on top, but he could not get it done. And Chicago won this game as Philadelphia, on the last play that they had possession of the ball, threw an interception. An interception by Joe Womack. Virgil Carter took his team to the line. They took the ball into the line and just sat on it for about 20 seconds, and time expired, and Chicago won their fifth game of the year. Most exciting, another thriller right down to the wire, and we'll have more details. Mike and I will talk about it. We'll do it all right after this from Grow Campers.
Can save hundreds of dollars on a camper, travel trailer, or motorhome at Grow Camping Headquarters at US 20, just west of Route 59, 5 miles east of Elgin. They're the largest camping center in sales and in service in Illinois. Grow Camping Headquarters covers 4.5 acres and 13,000 square feet of floor space, with everything from tents to motorhomes. Grow is big, and so are Grow's brand names: Scamper, Concord, Rockwood, Rose International, Carriage, Prowler, Cavalcade, the all-new Chevron, and many, many more. And Grow offers you the most complete camping accessory center in Illinois. So for all your camping needs, bring all the family, save all the dollars at Grow Camping Headquarters, U.S. Route 20, just west of Route 59, 5 miles east of Elgin. Visit Grow Camping this weekend for sure.
Mike, three things stand out in my mind as far as the fire is concerned. One, and of course the thing that looked like the most important, was that muff by Ruffner under pressure. And of course, those are things that will happen to turn into a seven-pointer for Philadelphia. The other thing was the fact that Virgil Carter did not have what might be considered one of his best nights. In fact, he was minus yardage in the third quarter before he turned it around and finally got up on the plus side, 11 for 19, with a couple of touchdowns and a total of 67 yards. But most important of all was the running performances tonight. When Carter couldn't go to the air, he picked on his two ace running backs, and boy, do they do a job. Mark Keller had 23 carries, 112 yards, a couple of touchdowns for Cyril Pinder, 18 carries and 151 yards. And of all the things we've talked about, those are the ones that really impressed me the most. Cyril Pinder and Mark Keller, and probably in that order. They were just sensational tonight.
Well, it looked like when Ruffner muffed that punt and they went in for a touchdown, what happened last week could have happened again tonight, because that changed the tone of the game. We said it. The fire really was dominating. Even though the score was close, because it's two even teams, they were dominating the game. They were able to hold Philadelphia. They were able to move the ball. But after that muff, the tone of the game changed. The fire couldn't move the ball, and Corcoran started moving the ball. It looked like it had turned around. But and what you're talking about, Virgil Carter not having a very good game, well, I think that brings up a very interesting point, and that is, both quarterbacks, King Corcoran and Virg Carter, called outstanding games.